Chris McPherson and Bo Wolf here atop the NovaCare Complex looking over defensive back drills. And Bo, a very interesting position that's undergone a lot of change in this offseason. Great to see the likes of Kerry Williams make his way back on the field. Fans getting a chance to see some of the young players like safety Earl Wolf here in camp. What's your take overall on the position group as the Eagles overhaul their secondary at both the corner and safety spots?
I think if you're looking at who's going to start in the secondary, it's probably the least clear picture of any position on the team. The guys who are going to be the two starting safeties could be really any two of five or six guys. I mean, even David Sims has taken reps with the first team over the past couple of days, so it could be any two of seven guys. And then on the outside, obviously you would expect that Kerry Williams and Bradley Fletcher would be the starters after coming in as free agents in the offseason. But Brandon Boykin has been one of the stars of camp thus far, and he's been working on the outside, so he's making a push to get into that first-team defense on the outside.
Certainly Brandon Boykin, 5'10", second-year player out of Georgia, fourth-round draft pick a year ago, was used exclusively as the nickel slot cornerback a year ago, but has done an outstanding job working not just on the inside but the outside here as well during this camp. And we're going to see here the defensive backs work on the interception along the sideline drill, certainly a focal point in trying to create more turnover, something that Bill Davis as a new coordinator is trying to do here in 2013. Who are some of the other guys, especially at the cornerback position? You look at a guy like Curtis Marsh, former third-round pick of the team a couple years ago. Big year for him. Who are some of the other guys that you have your eye on here during camp?
Marsh is an interesting guy for sure, the third-round pick from a couple years ago. He has also been able to work in with the first team. And listen, this is sort of a put-up-or-shut-up year for Curtis Marsh. When the Eagles drafted him, they understood that he was going to be a bit of a long-term project, having only played the cornerback position in college for 2 years. He came in as a running back. And now it's sort of time for him to show that he's developed over this time. And he is a big physical guy. You would think that he fits in the mold of what Chip Kelly wants out of this defense and what Billy Davis wants out of this defense. But so, too, is Trevard Lindley, who you see there at 35, a fourth-round pick from the year before Marsh. Now, Lindley is a guy who's been with the Eagles on and off. Remember, he made the team and played a lot as a rookie, then was cut the next season, then brought back after the season, then made the team last year in the very beginning, and then was the last cut before the season started. And then he doesn't have practice squad eligibility, so he wasn't able to stick around. The Eagles brought him back again this offseason, and he's also been impressive. He's a physical guy, and you know he always had to come over that high ankle sprain, which bugged him his rookie season. So listen, anything can happen here, and as we've seen throughout the roster, Chip Kelly is new to seeing these guys. Everybody has a blank slate to prove what they can do.
One guy out there, 29, Nate Allen, someone coming in here who still has a lot of potential, but as a former second-round pick back in 2010, contract year for him, certainly a must-step-up season for him. He has flashed potential, has shown promise in his first three NFL seasons, hopefully from a health standpoint and a scheme that should be better suited to take advantage of his abilities as a ball hawk, certainly should have a chance to thrive here in 2013. And that's a look at the defensive backs. For Bo Wolf, I'm Chris McPherson. Thanks for joining us here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.